Kind of think of it, I just thought of another example, and which in my own profession, sometimes I consider myself a member of the historical profession, just for speech purposes. During the Vietnam War, there was a business meeting of the American Historical Association. Thanks. Well, thank you. Now I'll have to read what they really said. But at this meeting of the American Historical Association, you know these annual scholarly meetings. Some of you may be really lucky and get to go to some of them. And right in the midst of the Vietnam War, and at all of these scholarly meetings, all these papers are presented, but there's always a business meeting which is attended. The whole thing is attended by thousands of people who come from all over the country for that one annual meeting. And then there's a business meeting which is usually attended by 32 people. Because can you imagine how exciting would be the business of the American Historical Association? But this time at this meeting, the place was jammed because everybody had heard that there was going to be a resolution introduced at the business meeting calling for the American Historical Association to denounce American policy in Vietnam and to call for the withdrawal of American forces from Vietnam. And so everybody came. And we introduced the resolution. And in fact, I confess that I introduced the resolution. wearing dark glasses. And we had a lively debate on it, as lively a debate as you can have at the American Historical Association. And the resolution was defeated. And the main ground for its defeat was that it really wasn't relevant to the work of historians. Immediately after my resolution, or our resolution, the resolution of what was called the Radical History Caucus. I don't know why I've always been somehow part of something called the Radical History Caucus. But after that was defeated, somebody else got up and proposed another resolution, which said exactly what my resolution had said, except that it added the words, because the money that's going for the war could otherwise be used to advance the profession of history. That resolution passed overwhelmingly.